AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. As loved ones of those aboard the Malaysian airliner that went missing a year ago marked the anniversary of that disappearance, there's word this morning that the underwater locator beacon battery expired a year before the plane disappeared. The nation is springing ahead to daylight saving time one time zone at a time. Dr. Stephen Feinsilver, director of the Mount Sinai Hospital Sleep Center, says springing forward is harder than falling back.
It's more of an issue now than it will be in the fall, because it's actually easier for most everybody to stay up an hour later than to get up an hour earlier.
But Feinsilver says losing an hour of sleep once in a while won't hurt you.
You can adjust an hour, and in the long run, it's really no problem. We're also very well adapted to an occasional bad night's sleep.
The nation's first black president marked a 50-year milestone in the fight for civil rights in Selma, Alabama on Saturday.
Glory, President Obama called those who were beaten trying to walk across the Edmund Pettus Bridge warriors of justice.
They were not physically imposing, but they gave courage to millions. They held no elected office, but they led a nation.
The president was introduced by one of the Selma marchers who suffered a skull fracture that day, Georgia Congressman John Lewis.
We all live in the same house, the American house.
But the president also said the country's racial history still casts a long shadow upon us. I'm Ed Donahue.
Friday night's fatal police shooting of an unarmed black 19-year-old sent protesters into the streets of Madison, Wisconsin on Saturday.
I would like to extend from me in the Madison Police Department, of course, our most sincerest condolences for the loss of that life.
This is AP Radio News. All of the big snows this season have been tough on the New England economy, and the ripple effect could be felt in other parts of the country.
Every workday lost during New England's historic winter has meant millions of dollars out of the regional economy. The firm IHS Global Insight estimates Massachusetts alone suffered roughly $1 billion in lost wages and profits. Retailers and restaurants were among the hardest hit, but hotels and transportation companies and other travel and tourism businesses struggled too. Manufacturers report they're just starting to catch up on back orders. Economists expect the ripple effects of New England storms will be felt nationally, but it's not clear to what degree. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
The ceremonial start of the Iditarod sled dog race began in Anchorage, Alaska on Saturday, thanks to 350 dump truck loads of snow. In a somber development, a sled dog broke free and was killed by a car. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.